Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is wonderful. Sam Cooke, the great epic tune. For me, a change is gonna come. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I know that there are not a lot of people who are fond of the things I talk about, because it comes from, my thinking comes from the certified world historic context. Of course, I brought up in church, right? So I know I'll have a lot of people who see through the same worldview lens of what we call spiritual energy or spiritual knowledge of human life. And when I say human life, you know what? I cannot in honesty include white people, modern humans, modern humans. I cannot include them into civilization because they are not real human beings, according to history. And when I say that, I do not expect a lot of people to accept that as, let's say, a talk that they would figure nobody in their right mind would say. But listen to this. To be respectful to all people who understand what I am saying, the world today as it is, government as it is not really a civilized government at all. AD Anadamani rule is not a civilized rule. And only history, certified history, is able to let us know what the past is. Because guess what? What tells us the civilized life of the past, civilized life, is not hominid Homo erectus. So now, whether or not you like what I am saying, I take control of the fact of history of the past. And there is no government that exists on planet Earth today. Well, I only know of AD Anadamani because Africa, that is supposed to be the continent, housed the civilized government by name, kingship government. The one that the Elohim gods who create the civilized ethnic people. And they are called children of the Most High, the ethnic people. Only they are children of the Most High. And only they in the world history textbook are civilized people. You have nothing that I have read about to look at white people like they are belonging to civilized government. They don't have anything at all in the world history textbook that I have. And I have two big world history textbooks. So it's like, you know, I get a real gift from someone, you know, and as a matter of fact, too, you may be shocked to know, oh, I come by the World History Textbook. But before I get carried away by about me and coming by the World History Textbook, I want to focus distinctly on what I have read and know about world civilization. And if I were to ask you, when, in what era did human civilization arrive on the earth, what would you tell me? You see, to say you don't live in the past is too uncivilized to entertain in my knowledge of world history, the record of the past. I'm dealing with the record of the past. What are you dealing with? Moses upon Mount Sinai? That won't work. Adam and Eve, created by a spirit god in the Garden of Eden, that won't work. Because those things are not record. Anthropic record is about factual animation of civilized means. That's all that should be entertained, valuable, civilized thoughts. So when I am saying, oh, you mean to say the government rule on earth, I make it to be make it out as 100% uncivilized? Yes. Yes, I do. I really, really do. And it took me a long time to come to this type of identification of the world from the past to the present. Now, what has the present contributed to the past? Nothing. Zilch. So this may be hard for you to listen to, but don't even bother listen to it then. Because if you cannot counteract, I am saying, with the authoritative National Geographic World History, if you can't bring the fact you know from this history of the past up to where we are here today, you don't have no intellectual, academic, certified, historic information to bring into my argument taken directly from the World History textbook. You don't have a space to admission into my conversation, because I was made, you know, shocked as I continue to read the World History textbook about the record of the past. I mean, you'd be surprised to know how much stuff you have to, dump that we believe in. Because what? When you believe in something and you don't know about it, which is the way our human world is today, if you don't have a personal knowledge of something, and think about what that something is, where it come from, if you can't bring a world history certifiable information to authenticate what you're saying, look, you don't have any use to civilization. You don't have any use to civilization. Because you really don't know what civilization is. You know the word, but what about the meaning? You need to know the meaning, my friends, of civilization. You can't call yourself a civilized person, and you don't even know what is civilization. And you may know some element that we call civilization, but do you know where civilization come from, according to history, World History textbook? Whoever is being called the first human on earth. Let me tell you who are the first human on earth. I'm going to read it to you from the dictionary too. So I am asking Google to tell me who are the first human on Earth. One of the earliest humans is Homo habilis. You know, and I'm telling you what Google says. Yes, one of the earliest All right. Let me put it a different way and make it very, very specific, because I don't think we have two different species. So let me put it, when I say human, that can go in quite a few different directions. So let me ask the question, whereas bring it down to the singular species, okay? And see, let's ask it this way, because it's all answers that you're going to get, maybe, you know, has to be based upon what you ask, right? So now I'm going to ask the question a different way. Is the first, F-I-R-S-T. So, you know, I mean, if you listen to me, you may probably get some clues as to how, you know, like the more defined way to ask a question, because, you know, if you don't pick the word or words to form your question, you're not likely to get a conclusive anthropic answer. You see, you can't get no plural. You can't get plural answers to a singular question, right? So you have to ask it so you get an answer that is relevant to what you ask. All right, so what is the first? H-U-M-A-N, human species. What's the difference? See the difference between what I was asking about, you know, who are the first humans, a human being, you know? I mean, that is too wide. You don't ask a question like that, because you know why? It is proper to ask this question via species, right? And because how many human species are there in this world history textbook? Look, I can't go on and use what Google tell me if I want conclusive. I will have to go through the world history textbook when it comes to singular or plural terms, right? And now I want to know the singular term to the first human species, not just first human or humans, but the first species, because species, let me tell you this, species, all right, let me come out with this. All right, No. I'm saying, what is the first human species? What is the first human species? Let's see what it says. You hear this? Species, you know. I said species, and it doesn't tell me anything about species. Tell me about Homo habilis. Homo habilis is not in the world. It's a textbook. So you see what I mean? If you come on Google and you ask a question about humans, it tell you all kind of nasty, foolish, uncivilized stuff. And they are, you think that they would be working with the world is a textbook? They're not. You know what I mean? So if you go into a dictionary, you have to be careful too when you use a dictionary for definitions, because these same white people who say they are ruling the world today under AD and Adamani law, it's not. I mean, it doesn't belong to this, to the civilized people. The Bible does not belong to civilized people, the ethnic people. Christianity don't belong to the African civilized people, ethnic hybrid people, the children of the Most High. Most High is not a Bible God, Spirit God. All of that is a whole bunch of uncivilized chatter. What white people are writing, because that suits them fine. They want the civilized world to turn itself over to their uncivilized sodomite rule. That's what they want. They are not into the world is a textbook. So as you see, they are answering the question that the world history textbook don't tell me. Now, whilst I'm saying that, you think I should just tell you what the history now, and will you be convinced now if I tell you? If I tell you, all right. If I tell you how many human species from the world is a textbook, which means nobody can write anything else and usurp what is into the world is a textbook, because this is certified. What they're telling me here is not certified at all. You think we could have a world history textbook that somebody could out there talking about there some scientists and find something different from what is in this world history textbook? No. Because if you were to go in a court of law with something pertaining to this, you couldn't bring what you get on Google. You couldn't carry it into a court of law, because it would not be accepted as worldwide meaning of civilized things. So what white people have as a church and a Bible, you bring it to me and I give you my number to call me, I will, you know, give you time to talk. 347-850-1358. And look, you're out there and you decide that, you know, you can't go along with what I'm saying. Well, you join with the sodomite white people app. That is destroying the world. All right. I am not into destroying the world. I am into fix what is going on in the world. That's how I see it. Now, if you don't want to follow the World History Textbook, National Geographic Certified World History Textbook, mean this is the summit science reporting and human evolution, right? Human started by evolution, right? Walking upright ape-like men, southern apes. That's the first. They are under a species. How many species of the human family? Human. Okay. So you have, in the human family, the first humans that is hominid. That's what they call it. Hominid are primates. All right. But follow what the early stages of development of the first human, the first humankind, which it was ape-like. It says early stages of development. Right, and they tell you by which the scientists speak about early stages of human development, right? So the first, you may think that the first early humans were civilized, but that's not true. The humankind, however simple it may be, primitive it may be, it is still the human family, okay? So what the human family started as, Australopithecine, Atrapalocene, right? It is called Southern Ape. You see, if you don't call it Australopithecine, you know, you can say Southern Apes. All right, so cut this down to the specifics of what I want to tell you. How many how many species are there to the human development, right? In the early development of humankind, what were they? What kind of a species originate first? It starts at hominins to sapiens. Right? So sapien is the second species. Now you get this right, because it's a lot of splatter nonsense out there in the world where because some people know the right thing, but they're not coming out and talk about it. Because they're living in a world that is so contaminated and contentious and stuff like that, that somebody don't even bother want to talk anything that sounds, you know, contentious. You know, but however, that hardly anybody agree upon anything that makes sense. So some people don't want to talk. Right. So now I'm telling you, whatever you think about human species, how many they are. And I tell you, from hominids to sapien, when you start to put on homo to a subgroup hominids. Anytime you begin to put homo to hominid or to hominid subgroup or subgroups, you only put homo, like to homo erectus or whatever they want to make up. You just don't call anyone that come from sapien, wise sapien, 250,000 years ago. I mean, far different from hominid that it tells you, came about, let's say, some 3.5 million years ago, right? Now, this is as specific as it gets. And if your brain is tangled up with Bible creation, you are out of civilized knowledge. Because when we are not taught that these hominids are Homo erectus, they are the ones that come along and do evil things pertaining to reproduction of humanity. They come in and messes up the second species, interbreeding with the second species. The second species subgroup. These hominid Homo erectus did it and destroy the sanity, the complete sanity of the subgroup of wise sapien is as this is the simple definition of the human development. So coming out of the early stages to further development. Listen how they write it. And I'm telling you, I have a problem with a lot of headings and writings in this world history textbook. But if you begin to read it and you have, let's say, this is not the only world history textbook, civilized world history textbook. We have the Sumerian, which gives us a full understanding of history for the civilized people. Sumerian. Sumerian don't carry history for the hominids. We get the hominid into the world edition textbook, right? So, I am telling you that they talk a whole bunch of twisted stuff when it comes to talk about the early humans and distort the second species, the sapien, and try to, like, paint it, misrepresent it. That's what they have done into the world history textbook. So you would be more secure if I could tell you that I don't find no fault with the world history textbook, but I cannot say that. So it's going to take your highest form reading attention to get through the world is a textbook, because you will get through and have a good sense of the world. But you just need to understand that you don't believe everything that you read in the world is a textbook, because it would amount to what you know as a reading knowledge, which is fine to have a reading knowledge, but it is our responsibility to make sure that what we have read is solid and anthropic. No, nothing less, nothing more. It must be anthropic certification, right? So I tell you now, what our world is like today. The white people come from hominid, 100%. And the African ethnic hybrid people are 100% wise sapien. There's no mix up there as far as this representation is concerned. But I have to warn you that the world of the world development of humanity is not the pure hominid anymore. It's not the pure sapien anymore, because the hominid subgroup, Homo erectus, has fucked up and totally destroy the first estate of the creative sapien, which is wise sapien. These white people have messed up the mental faculty of the African people. And it's the reason why you see the kingship government of the sapien people, by which civilization come on the world. You don't see that government that you read about in history of kingship and king's law code, Sumerian list of kings before the flood. You don't read that in this world history textbook either. But this world history textbook is very relevant and produce information that belongs to the sapien world, the civilized world. World history textbook is written on the foundation of civilization. And whatever we find in the world history textbook that is not civilized is caused by the writings of the white Homo erectus sodomite folks, the first humans who come from apes. I am telling you because it's true. So I tell you, and remember now, this world is a textbook, and the heading I just read to you, the earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago, called Australopithecines or Southern Apes, by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in Eastern and Southern Africa. You hear that? So you know the truth. They were the first hominids. You hear that? So when I tell you that species is what we must know. It's not just humans or humankind, because that generalized and their fact that must be present in what you're saying for we to make ultimate sense in the way we reason and go about our lives. Sapien and hominids are the two species for every living humankind on earth today. This is authority book. This is not the Bible. This is not Christian Bible or no Bible in that context. I'm telling you. So it gives you a clear understanding of what the hominids and its subgroup, Homo erectus, what it is, and that it is one singular species, the hominids, H-O-M-I-N-I-D-S, the hominids. So I am telling you, breaking it down, the way I get it from the world is the textbook, and like I'm saying, this may be one of a few places that you're going to hear on radio or hear somebody talking and saying what I am telling you. I have the World History textbook right into my hand, you know, and mark up, you know, special places where, you know, I can easily recognize some things that I, because of, it's my book, right? So it tells you about the two species, too. Clearly for you to grasp that humanity don't have three different species. And anybody who think that they can show me a third human species, please do. Come in and tell me. Well, you know what? It is so difficult for us to be adjusted to what I am saying. I grew up in church, so don't worry. I grew up in church. How long was I suffering before I began to read and, you know, put my trust in what I read here, and not just reading, but recognize the source. Because this is a certified worldwide academic book right here, National Geographic. Matter what you think about it, but you can't substitute this unless you want to strike certain things in there that these hominids come in and write, like, oh, they are humans like us. They're not sapiens. White people are not sapiens. And anyhow you get them to be sapiens is not by natural occurrence. They try to make themselves civilized by, raping the sapien people. That's what they have done. And covering up by a number of different means that, unless you go down real good into world history and Sumerian history, you're not going to find out what I'm telling you. You're not going to find out, okay? I have several experiences now, clashes with the white people kind of world, sodomite world out there, all these institutions out there. Why you think they own all of these? Call it own, right? Because, under a certain context. It is because they are criminals. And they become this criminal over the past 100,000 years. You see that? That's right. That's correct. But here in the world, it's the textbook. Nobody don't want to face me with it because it's like, oh, I may be the first person who come about in the world and read the World History textbook and have found out that something, we have a crisis. Because when we don't know, we just talk about civilization and call everybody civilization. Just like you go to church. You know, you go to church and you talk about Jesus and salvation and stuff like that. And none of those things are true. I mean none. Now, I say to someone, all right, the Bible says that God says, God preordained everything before he and his son Jesus created them, right?
That's what it says. And you go into the book of Proverbs 8, and you read and see, oh God, you know, before he created the world, you know, he first begot the Son, Jesus Christ. That's what it says. And then you go on to explore those places where in the Bible that tells you that God and his Son pre-plan how to make the heaven and the earth and to make Adam and Eve. Now, they don't realize that when they are writing those things in the Bible and say, written by prophets, written by Moses or St. Paul and stuff, they don't realize in the case of creating heaven and earth, both the Spirit God that they're talking about in the Bible and Jesus Christ that they write in the New Testament, they don't realize that once they say God knows all things and God created all things and he is a perfect God, you don't leave anything, any stone unturned when it comes to the credibility of the characteristics of God and his Son. You cannot come back and undermine them after they set up everything for heaven and earth and created these two people in a garden, that these two people cannot be wrong. If you start to say that God made them with free will and call that a flaw, you couldn't make an argument. You cannot make the argument that God gave them free will and they sin. You cannot make that argument. Because when you buy a new car, you don't expect that car to break down upon the road. That don't make it impossible. Humankind is making the cars. So, but the expectation of marketability and reliance upon, and sometimes you have warranty on the new car. So, the expectation though is not that this is going to break down on you and you make them fix it or something like that. No, the expectation is not that. The expectation is that you expect that this car, being new, is going to be running a mighty long time before it experiences a problem. That's what we expect out of, things that we buy. But let's say talk about the engine, the car, and what we expect of it. All right. But we're talking about in human terms. But the Bible is not written in human terms. The Bible is written as coming from the Spirit God that sent his message to mankind through special anointed people. All right. So you expect that with all the glands and organs that God make in mankind, you want to tell me that free will make them sin? Look, because what they are writing in the Bible, beginning with of Genesis, because none of it is true, they can afford to say that. You know, say is the free will they sin make them sin? Now, how many people have free will and don't sin? And why should Adam and Eve become attracted to evil things so quick, even before they have children? It doesn't make any sense. But look, there are more places in the Bible that is more cruel than you may think. And what you believe and feel are right, simply because they take away the knowledge or of reading real history. No, so you find out we are having a Bible talking all kind of uncivilized things that will never cause those of us who are born to be born civilized and need civilized information. We are disconnected from that information. That's how we become a fool. I'm mixing up with these white people, whichever be the cause, but it happened. All right, but the Bible also tells you your mind must be unnatural for you to understand what is in the Bible, and that is impossible to happen, but how many people think that is true and find a way to interpret it like, oh, it makes sense, just like in the case where they are telling you about God cursed Adam and Eve, you know, and because they rebel against God. There's nothing there that shows anything was around to attract Adam and Eve to sin. Nothing at all. And read about the mindset, the state of mind of Adam and Eve, as written in the Bible, doesn't show that they were competent to pull off that kind of a behavior. They were not competent to do that. You know, they are restricted by the energies that is put into our glands and organs to keep you a civilized person. So don't come talk about, and these things are not, they don't even say it in the Bible. They are making it up to help back up the nonsense that they write in the Bible by talking about his free will and all that. If you go through word process and where God, what the Bible says about God and his son Jesus Christ, there is absolutely no space between perfection and imperfection to get Adam and Eve to sin. There is none. There is none for them to get up voluntarily and go sin. There is none. Right? However, what happened that caused mankind to become demented is because of criminal, and which is pointing out to us, it's not about God's perfection. It is about the way in which we are created, that the Bible is lying about. Bible lies about the civilized people creation. And if you read the word Sumerian, if you read the Sumerian world history, you know, from the tablets and the cuneiform, it is the record of the past, of the life of the gods that do all marvelous things on earth. You just cannot find any fault to say the gods, they were not here. It's not mythology. It is hardcore anthropic history. And if you want to take it, you want to take it in a different way, you stay with the Bible and not the world history and not Sumerian history. Right? So what I'm trying to tell you is that it is plain into the world history textbook who are, how many human species exist. And I may be the first one to tell you, and I'm proud to be. Okay? Because it's not a case where you're going to check it out in the world history textbook and find out that I'm lying. No. You are going to be stricken with in awe of how this guy find out that, and all the world over thousands of years, nobody don't find it out. How we find that out? The point is, can you read it and reverse what I say? Can you find in the world history textbook something else than the result of what I tell you. And what happens if you find out I am reading the truth? I am interpreting the words and it is true. You can't get it no other way. What are you going to do about that? When you find out that you can't twist the word in the Bible, like they say, your mind must be unnatural for you to accept that as true. Accept all those things as true. That was my life before I came to the point of reading and actually witness the Bible is lying. Lying to all of us. Lied to me. And I found out. Now, I'm not afraid to come out and say it because I'm telling you, it's a bad, bad situation. But no matter what you see these white people are doing, the time is coming when they will face that they have get out of their way and find themselves to be like, you know, I mean, have energy inside of themselves that civilized people and do all kind of things like civilized people. But what were they like before when they were totally 100% hominids and having subgroup like Homo erectus? I don't know what they're talking about. Homo habilis. You know, these white people are writing all kind of things into history that they invented. Because everything they're writing about, a spirit god, a begotten son, and make Adam and Eve in the garden, every scrap of it is wrong. False. So everything you up and down and doing in the world today, and you think you go to church and you think that's reality, you think that's spirituality. Now, let me tell you, it is not. Let me say it softly so you can say, I'm yelling. Why are you yelling? I'm not yelling on this. If I yell about anything, I'm not yelling on this, okay? You would have to, you must say that the perfect God that you have in the Bible does not exist. It does not exist at all. Okay? And it's too many facts, anthropic facts that run right across the foolishness that they write in the Bible. You see what I mean? That there is no remote chance that anybody will read the authority word list textbook. I mean, I have the edition 2004 world history text edition that I read and find all of these things. I find out about how they become calling themselves Romans once they were able to talk. It's a big story as to how hominid began to talk, and after 3.5 million years they start to talk, just start to talk. And look at them today. How do you think so much time went by and we are not even say no more than 100,000 years now? You see what I mean? And they left Africa 1.5 million years and go into Europe and Asia, right? And it is when we are, some of us are leaving Africa to settle outside, that they get opportunity to abduct some of our people and go interbreed them and get talking babies. And that's where they are here today. Now, I'm here and I'm saying this. And you want to tell me that they don't come and arrest me yet for talking these kind of stuff? You mean the white people them and the USA? You want to tell me that they don't like, you know, make an issue of what I am saying? No, they don't do that. Guess what? And I am not in a group. I am not somebody in a group. I'm just one singular person that born in Jamaica. Well, you want to feel proud? You know, I mean, being born in Jamaica, that's cool. I mean, what I'm trying to say, I could be born in Barbados or anywhere, but it just happened. I'm born in Jamaica, right? And barely read too. Really? But when I found out, though, I can't tell you I was reading fourth grade level. No, I was not reading fourth grade level when I start to read the World Literature textbook. I went to adult school and I was at fourth grade level reading comprehension. But when I went to adult school, I graduated quite a few more reading comprehension levels above fourth grade. But after that, it took me like about 20 years before I become conscious enough, because that church stuff that we have been taught, it's not easy that how many people out there have PhDs and masters and bachelors and other forms of high education, and they don't see what I see. They do not. And to show you that what I'm not seeing perverted or, seeing wrong or interpreting wrong, I'm using words just the way you and I see words and know to use words generally. But we are not making full use of the science in words. So words just become like, we are eating and drinking every day, and we don't mind the science duties that we must perform when we are reading anything. You know what I mean? So it's the reason, it's a matter of consciousness that developed in my head. And, our heads is more sacred than we take it for. A lot of us curse profanity, do all kind of a witchcraft to other people and all that kind of stuff. That's not what our brain is for, man. To do a lot of powerful things that help our civilized life. So you can't be civilized and you're out there killing each other, you just don't do that, right? But we were not killing each other back in the Paleolithic and Neolithic time, when polytheism reigned. We were not. These white people, since they do their evil act, sexual evil act, and the Sapien people, remember now, unless you don't count it a valuable thing, when you know and how powerful it is to know that humans have two species, and there is the hominid that come about evolution 3.5 million years ago, and the Sapien came in 250,000 years ago, man. So what I'm telling you as misfortune that has taken place in our lives as Sapien people, it just happened, say 100,000 years ago. So what I'm telling you, that's the basis on which it is. So looking back and me going to Sunday school, going to church, a whole, different denomination church I've been to. That's the channel I have been through. But I so happen to be, with all of that problem that I've been through, unable to read and, have a lot of problems because of that, still wind up with a consciousness that allowed me to start to think reasonable, ponder, and to think about things in all the different ways that my mind allowed me to think and to reason. All right? So now, when I began to read things that I read over and over in the Bible and begin to see it saying something different, it was a strange thing. But now that I understand, words don't tell you one thing and come back and tell you something else. Okay? Once you read it properly, if you're not getting it, well, if you just see the word itself and you don't know what it means, you look it up. From that point, it's like you will never forget that. And when I say never forget that, I mean this knowledge kind of stay with you. And, you know, you could temporarily forget some of these things that you know. But, you know, if you need to refresh yourself to get a certain information, you'll go back and make connection with where this knowledge is stored, right? So what I'm trying to tell you is that the world that we are in is not a civilized run government. That's not what we have. Far from it, right? And so the reason why I began to tell you this, see, I began to tell you this because the world is not a civilized world. The world has adapted to civilized way of life. But this is what the Sodomite, hominid world, Homo erectus world, adapt. Since they can talk now, they adapt what I'm going to read to you. Because it is clear, for millions of years they didn't know anything, right? And when what they write in the Bible, it doesn't help them, because they didn't write what they intend, the way that would force we hybrid people. Once we come aware of words and what we are reading, and you're going to follow the context of what you're reading, you can see the difference between what the Bible is saying and what the world history is saying. All right, so I'm telling you, the world that you're looking at, pretty soon you won't see these white people talking about their ruling anything, because they are stock steering mad right now. You hear me? It doesn't matter what you see they are doing, they're stock steering mad. Look at what they're going on with in America. Look at what they're going on in Russia and in Ukraine and many other places. You see, these white people are drunk. They're stock steering mad because they're sodomites. What do you expect? Right? Can you expect sodomites to run a civilized world and be civilized too? No, it is not likely. It is not likely possible. There is no, I don't see no possibility in that. You can't put blue into clear water and keep it blue. And keep it clear. You can't keep the water clear. If you put some blue in there when it was clear water, it's going to turn blue. No joke about that. Okay? So these white people are hominid. They will never talk according to evolution. So what they do to talk was wrong. It was wrong. And they managed to do a lot of things to not let the generation of the African hybrid people know about what they did, so they make a Bible. They wrote a Bible. And you see, it's not easy for you to, it's not going to be revealed to you and come out to you what they did. It's because it's recorded in history. And that's what they are keeping us from. When you begin to read and understand what you're reading, and don't look at God wishy-washy that, okay, God make mankind and they give them free will and they disobey God. No, 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 no. Disobedience don't come like that. That's not true. But when you're not reading properly, you believe it. I did believe everything before I started to read. And when I talk, you don't expect, you know, I mean, I have some legal knowledge too, you know. So when I look back from where I am coming from in psychological darkness, I know the difference, my friend. I know the difference. I know the difference between when something is possible and when it is not possible. And if you don't know words like I do, don't try me, because you're going to get knocked out. Although, you know, I don't like to knock out people. If you can learn, I'm going to, like, tell you what I know. I'm going to tell you what I know. But you don't have anybody out there. It doesn't matter what kind of scientist it is. Scientists has to use words properly. And that's where I catch people. Those people who are well-learned, like university, college, and any other level of education. So I have high school education. And I left school at 12.12 reading comprehension. Not anything else. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about what I was graded and graduate on. 12.12, reading comprehension. So if I was alive and living some kind of life with fourth grade level comprehension, well, think about what I'm doing. I can do at 12.12. And I don't think I am just at 12.12, say, over the past, say, what, right now, almost 30-something, 40 years, you know, because it was back in 70s, in this 78 or something like that, I graduate, you know, I graduate from adult school. So what I'm trying to tell you, I'm not joking. I talk to people, let's say I get to know them on my show, and I met quite a few people who come along and we talk. And when I talk to them from my perspective of words, they don't have anything to correct about it, because it helps them to be better in their communication, their mastery of what words are really saying. They can change a lot of things now that they have that big, you know, kind of a degree. Yeah, because I'm not in their shoe as we're word comprehension is concerned. I can't read and do a lot of things like people, college and university work. No. Certain kind of things I can't do. But just basic, sticking with basic words, no matter what the word is, just dealing with that. Because going on and doing more technical things with words and stuff like that is not the same as what I am doing. Because you can't grade me off of that. You have to grade me off of my ability to understand a word and how it's applied. I ain't kidding you. I read slow, and, you know, and now I'm getting old, you know, it's taking me more time to even put a sentence together and hold it. You see what I mean? I know when I'm not doing well. I know, you know, now I can't, you know, write anything and don't read it over to see what I said because I'm getting old and, you know. But I am telling you that it's going like about 3-4 years now since I started into the Worldish textbook. And, you know, I mean, even anything I read now and pay attention to it, I'm going to know what I read, right? You ain't going to fool me because I'm going to see words in there that I am going to, like, research to find out if everything that I am understanding gel. It has to gel. To gel in so much that I have siblings that my brother has a PhD, lives in England. And I'm telling you, in the academic sense, he's sharp, but not on word knowledge. I mean, when I say word knowledge, I mean the application of definitions to any subject matter. I know the basic of that. But my brother with a PhD doesn't know the basics. He doesn't know the basics of just doing that. Be a master at looking at word and its definition. And if you want to apply it to any contextual thing, that's where I am good. So I'm not misleading you. If you're going to have a conversation with me, you have a PhD, but guess what? There are a lot of things that you are doing wrong. As far as I understand words. For example, you may say something and you use a word. I even read books and see a wrong placement of words. Though it's okay, it will go, but it's not proper to use it that way because you need to, especially based on the word value and the priority, you are supposed to place a word in your sentence. You know, that is going to be more potent. I mean, it is going to be very, very more impacting, compelling, and do more. If you lay things out in, you know, like gradate the words, this one come first and this one come after, you know, second and this one come after third. You see what I mean? Place them in a way that the value is heavier and more compelling. You see what I mean? And where you can block someone, use a word to block them when they say certain things or in questions and answers and stuff like that. There is a way in usage to master words. All right. What I'm trying to say, tell you now, that's why the world is into a very dilapidated, nasty condition with all of the the academic institution. These white people don't have any right to be making up universities in African territories. You see what they do? Anywhere since the last 100,000 years, you go back 100,000 years and you tell me since when you begin to find out that white people began to do civilized things. You go back up the road 100,000 years. If you think I'm joking, you just look at what I am saying. If you think I'm drunk or something like that, and look and see if I use words like you. I use words just like you. So the difference is you ain't that good with the word like I do. Because I am going to start finding problem with the way you do things and the way you, you know, like talk and do certain things. Sequential placement of words is what I'm talking about. Sequence. And why do you put this word here? You know, you put a word of lesser impact, you know, here, and the one with the right amount of impact, you put it like fourth or something like that. This is what I'm trying to say to you, that I am not making myself more educated than I am. I am putting myself exactly where I am because I don't want to misplace myself. So I just tell you the truth up front because I'm not trying to gain anything by what I'm saying. I think the more all of us know the better things is the better off we are. Not to go steal and to do all kind of nonsense with it, uncivilized stuff. No, I am in for civilization, 100%. What I'm trying to tell you, the world that we are in, white people don't belong here. They just don't. And there's nothing you going to find in world history, any civilized world history. You're not going to find anything to show that white people are to be ruling a government. Because they're not ruling by a government. How do they come in with a government over the past few thousand years? And that government came about making laws that has nothing to do with the first human civilization and law. Where these white people learn to read is in the Elohim institution. That's where, since they are talking and they mix up themselves with the African hybrid people, yes, they go to our institution and learn to read and learn everything that they know today. They did not develop civility or knowledge of anything except making stone tools. So where did they get all this vast knowledge from if it is not from us? And what did they do to us in order to start talking? So when I tell you it is that they fucked us by raping us when we were coming out from Africa and getting out, you know, out into the outer world, they come and abduct us and go fuck us into their sippies and stuff like that. That's what they did. That's what they did. And now it doesn't look like that, right? It is far-fetched, but I'm telling you, it's not far-fetched. I find it in the World History textbook and tell you it is true. It is a fact. And you don't have no professor out there to change what I say it is in the World History textbook. Thing is, they don't use World History textbook to do anything civilized because they don't want no part of what is civilized. The only thing about civilization that they want is to know certain rules and general rules that will help them to do their sodomite psychological thing, and to make themselves dominant and hold the African ethnic people hostage in all, using all kind of a tactic to do it. All right, so how did they get wealth to come now and start to put up all these establishments? Ask Africa. Ask Africa. If you think I don't know, all right, question to me. And you have like about 10 minutes to go now. If anybody want to call me and ask me. What I'm telling you is true. It is true. These white people don't amount to being civilized at all. And you don't see them in the world in your textbook as civilized people. Where you see civilization began and stuff like that. And they themselves, it is that bad that they cannot say they wrote the first civilized law. They can't. They cannot. So how did they get to know about law? Did they know about law up in Europe 3.5 million years ago? Did they? No. So African people are skylarking. I grew up in the church. My parents were Christian. What else was I supposed to know? And if I suffer a lot. I take up the Bible now and read all them whole bunch of foolishness about, you know, I mean, the Red Sea, the Pharaoh and Moses crossing the Red Sea and all them kind of story. They are lies. They are lies. And African becoming slave down in Egypt. I don't see likely truth in that. No. And they, besides, there's no need to even argue whether it is true. Ever is written about African people makes it, you know, unlikely that those kind of stuff happen. There is no premise for those type of a thing. And besides all of that, they don't have any kind of a legal right to be writing, to take over African people territories. There is no law for what they do to allow them that. So they make up their own fucking law, AD and Adamani, and there is no fucking premise for AD and Adamani in the era of our Lord. There is none. So I'm not just talking profanity. For me, it's not profanity. It's words that conveys the fact that needs to be known. The fact that needs to be known. You see? So if you think white people are civilized people and they're controlling the world, that's not true. That is not true. So I want you to know this, that look, the world that you're looking at and what is going on, it's not a civilized world you're in. I mean, in the context of, you know, what is forced upon society to obey. You see what I mean? They set up things to go this way. And Africa that is supposed to, like, control the world, civilize society by kingship. Oh no, they that throw it away like old cloth. You don't want that no more. You know, you don't want the whole cloth no more. That's the way they treat our government and treat us. There's no kingship. You read about it in the World History textbook. And you don't see none of that going on. No, we don't have no kingship. We have these honest, fucking, uncivilized hominid convert themselves into sapiens. How did it happen? How did it happen? The point is, the amount of money that we are spending under these white people fucking nonsense AD and Adamani, and don't realize that, oh, their democracy, democracy is not a civilized democracy. You understand that? And the money that we are paying them is a fraud. They are stealing from us and make everything to be about them because we succumb to what they do. But what if we find out who they are? Will we feel the same way and think the same way about them? No. No. Now, what is in all what I'm saying? What is in what I'm saying is that African people, and we are not black people. Call yourself black people because we are above that. You see what I mean? What is about what I'm saying is this. Civilization is not dead. Okay? But it is in our brain that civilization is. And if we are being demented, we can't represent ourselves. If you get a traffic ticket, you can't go in a court and go represent yourself if you think that you are in the right. If you don't have enough sense to go in front of a judge and explain to the judge and convince the judge you are right. And even if you didn't even win, but you know it goes inside there, they can like, you know, things can go all kind of different ways there and you don't get justice. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you do enough to get justice and you were denied justice. And this is the kind of world that we are in. Why are the African people going to church with a Bible? Had we known, we would not. Because when I begin to read and find out, I don't go back to the church. When I really find out what I need to know, you don't get me go back to a church. So, if you want to talk about, you know what? The fact that no Christ exists, I wouldn't even say I am an antichrist. It doesn't worth it for me to waste time and say that. Because that's, you know, I mean, putting, using valuable energy on white people who don't deserve it. Because they're talking things about us that they have a right to speak about us and stuff like that. These fucking us, all white people, they don't have any right to do anything at all except in Europe. 3.5 million years they go up there. What are they doing? What? How did we find ourselves in this situation? Well, we went astray. We went astray. And we are still astray. Okay? But what I'm trying to tell you, this civilized world is not for white people. And all there is to do is to tell the truth about it. And that's what I am doing. If nobody cannot blunt the fact of what I'm saying, it means that line up. Get yourself in line with the fact of civilization. Because right now, you don't know what civilization is. I didn't know what civilization was. But now, I got it now. And I'm telling it to you. I give you the background so you know what is going on in the world. When you see the weather get bad and all kind of stuff happen, that's not the way it is supposed to be, you know. It is happening because of these faggots that we allow to take up our world. You dig it. Why are we not able to say, oh, this is the first white man to do this? But there is no space for us to say that because they don't belong among us, you see. You see, they don't belong among us. And if any of them were going to be among us, they have to be like strangers that come among us. And since we are not brutal people, and looking for people to kill, like in the past, when they were just begin to talk. They were not behaving like they want to kill us, no. They were learning, because remember, they couldn't talk for 3.5 million years. Yeah, but read and you will see back in those days. You don't read about them, they were doing anything vile to us. But once they start to talk, oh, the vileness begin to come out. They begin to turn world first criminals too. And that's what we have here today. They take our knowledge, you know, this, I told you that the gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. As revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. You get that? In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization, not theirs, our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods written in stone. This is where we are, okay? That you must know, upon these things that I have told you, white people are not civilized. They don't entitle to rule anywhere on planet Earth except Europe. Now, it's a whole different ball of wax now, because they spend 1.5 million years in Europe, and they could only make stone tools. Well, things change. 100,000 years ago, when they fuck our species, and we turn idiots, and they turn this the intelligent ones and risk and take control over us, beginning in Africa. Because the time when they begin in Africa, how many years you deduct off of 100,000 years when we leave them out there that they spend in Europe? You know, since they come and begin to, like, terrorize us in Africa. How long ago is that? It's after they interbreed up and make a culture and talking, learn to read and everything from us. Learn. You know, I mean, the days are gone now when they begin to stop, look, work and help from us and begin to, like, talk and manage and steal from us. So they are showing us that they can rule us. That's what they're doing. But they don't understand the way the cookie crumbles. You see, because they really, really think that they have done wonders for themselves, and they have a right to write a Bible and write about us and twist up the laws of our lives, come with Christmas and all this kind of stuff. These are outrageous fucking ass revelations. You see, everything that they make up and we succumb to it and going after it and bound by it. No, we're supposed to know the truth that we don't do that. You don't go to church. You don't go vote for them. You see, the God is crumbling the establishment of these sodomites. But when, how much of us are seeing? All right, so one more thing that the gods are doing tornadoes. Tornadoes cut paths of devastation across U.S. cities. So what? God looks down on it now? Dear God, if you think that the Bible has a spirit God for real, well, you see many things in the Bible why you shouldn't think spirit God created any human being at all. And you can see it clearly when you read Proverbs that none of the things that they are saying about God and Jesus are not true. Okay? Not just Jesus alone, but about God and the devil, none of those things are true. Right? And nobody is facing me, right? And it's not a case where I'm saying anything for anybody to touch me or what I am saying. Because we must change the false realism. We must. How would you like the gods to just destroy everything on planet? All we have as wealth and cherished things just vanish. They can do that. Well, you know, to keep the gods from doing that, we who are the ones, the civilized people, we must take charge. We must not allow these white people to go around with their Bible and their dogs and their fucking ass and spread all over where we go on the planet. No, there is the power to remove them, but if we're not living and, you know, speaking the authoritative truth, these faggots will always, you know, be braggadocious and you know, claim to own the world. And that's not true. You see what I mean? So I don't have to go on with nothing extra. I just need to bring the truth of it to you. And it's up to you, okay, to know that it is not as difficult to drive white people back to their fucking ass, Europe. Okay? And not to our place where they have taken conveniently because they got an opportunity and they make the worst of it. And we are bear witness to it. Okay? They don't belong around us. And it doesn't matter what the money and stuff like that, they're using multi-million dollar of people and we don't have nothing. Just the of the fact that they are faggots and what they have done to put themselves where they are. The triumph is we have learned. Now, what has happened? And we have the force to talk. You know what I mean? If they feel like they can beat it, let them do it, though. Because, you know what? We don't have any power that is keeping us alive. We don't. And right now, the fact that we've been through so much evil experiences, we know that we don't have anything except ourselves to vape the things that belongs to our brain, the truth. And then that's where the power will come for us to reclaim our position in the world. Let the earth be full with the knowledge and the glory of the gods. As the water covers the sea, we must take charge of our civilized world and let these sodomites, let the gods destroy them. The gods destroy them because they don't care nothing about us, you know. So if you can out there I married them and all those kind of stuff. No, that you're going to lose that stuff. You're going to lose that liberty where you and love that you offer white people and think that, oh, Jesus' blood wants you to forgive them. There's no such a thing. There's no such a thing as a Jesus ever. From Adam and Eve fall in a garden. Where is the garden? They can't even tell you that. It's time that these white people find their roots. And this is one person who knows that's true. Okay? If you don't want your liberty that exists for you, it's going to be up to you. But the gods up there, they see and know. And if you have been reading, well, you know quite well. We don't want them around any longer. And the time has come for us to show what the blood of the gods, not Jesus, because we already know what the blood of Jesus, according to Bible, has done, right? Well, if you think the blood of Jesus done something for you, go to Europe with it. Not in the world where the gods assigned to us to take control of where we live. And never again will they bring their sickness, their you know, their poisonous gases and pour it on us. Because you know what? We are way beyond that. We are way beyond that. And it doesn't take no time to wipe out an uncivilized world. It does not take a long time. And they shall visit with tempest, with fire, with lightning and thunder, and harsh destruction for these white people. These white people don't have no salvation through no Jesus, just like none of us do. But they come in with a Bible and Adam and Eve. They're using our existence against us. That's what they're doing. So now, listen to this. We must not allow these white people to do it because they are sodomites. And they are dressing up and carrying on like they are not sodomites anymore. But look, it's a trick. They're working. It is a trick. But as long as we talk about we are in the church and we are elders and this and that, those things, look, those things are quickly passing away. Quickly passing away. And if you don't want to look at things, read words, look at things, and know for yourself, you're not likely going to be you're not going to be protected and preserved like a precious soul. You see, because you're following these white people stuff, you know, and you cannot see that nothing cannot go right with white people, you know, doing these kind of stuff that they are doing. And we are here, you know, left behind. It's going to knock them out of their socket. You understand that? And there's nothing they can do about it. Because what? As long as we are redeemed, we have the power that protects us. You see, because that's the only way it has been and will always be. And if we don't keep up the always be, then they will continue to hurt us until that opportunity is all obliterated. Now, tornadoes cut path of devastation across U.S. cities. Think about this. when last you hear something like that? Recently, right? But the tornado has been coming along ever since these white people come into America, in America. Just, not just funnel clouds over fields. Tornadoes cut paths in parts of devastation across the U.S. cities. In addition to New Orleans, Atlanta, Raleigh, Dallas, and Nashville, among cities hit hard by tornadoes in recent years. With the highest tornado risk of anywhere in the world. You see, and people forget that this continent of America has taken over by these white sodomites. You forget that. You forget the amount of African people that they kill. The ivory people that they kill. And remember, since when they got underway to be doing these things 100,000 years ago, they are called, you know, they make up this name, Gro-Magnon and Yamnaya. It's them. They are the talking serpent. Don't fool and kid yourself. This guy talking to you from the World History textbook. The signs around you, you can see. Don't forget this, that you may have a good day today, the sunshine and everything, and then you hear, oh, there is a earthquake, you know, like 7.7 on the Richter, and the devastation of it. Yes. And that is a promise thing on a human world that is festering. Yes, with all kind of corruption. You see, all kind of corruption. Nobody cannot resolve it because these sodomites want this type of world. You see, when the African people turn fool and begin to give them what they want to make it as nasty as it wants to be, civilized world. My friends, that's what we have done. That's what we have been doing. We turn fool that we don't know that church is not a place for us. We don't know, but I'm telling you. Right? And remember what I tell you, that you don't know when the gods will turn a clear day into midnight or something like that. You don't know. Right? So if you think life is going on, now look, there is a past and there is a present. Right? And the gods, they control everything that causes us to exist. Don't let these faggots come out of their turbulent way of existence and evolution and come to, like, take over our lives. We were DNA fertilization in vitro. That's where we come from. We never spend 1 year to talk. We don't take a year to talk. Take a few months, right? How long it take these white people to find a way to talk? It was not the way nature made for them. They decided for themselves and begin to kill. I mean, innocent. I mean, species. I mean, people of the wise sapien. And we are the subgroup. We never kill them. If we were killing them, they would never be around. They start killing us and take control. And now they know what the gods have done. They do. Yeah. I'm not joking. It's in the World History textbook. We're just not reading it. Oh, they learn to read and get skills and everything like that. And now, until they were able to, now in 1970s, after they make A.D. and Adamani, 1970 in Miami, Florida, that's when they start coming out, that they were gay. And up till now, gay. There's, look, and the amount of African people that are gay today, you know what? I think the estimate is much higher than we know. The amount of African people that are gay. So you think of how many are going to destroy. You see, because they destroy some in the past flood. Right? Because when the gods tell you don't do something, you don't do it. You see what I mean? You don't do it. So now, this guy, Will Smith, somebody say that he is gay. Is it true? Now, I don't say he is, but remember what went on, the slap, Chris, you know, and his wife. I mean, this man, you know, has a spoil, you know, because this is the white people world now over the past 400 years. And this guy's wife, you know, she doesn't understand herself as a woman. She doesn't know, except to have sexual pleasure by different people. That she scorned having one man. So you can tell the church did all that for her. What kind of world we have here? You see what I mean? And it is the homosexuals that have the wealth and can spoil our people, just like they spoil, use the church to spoil just about all of us until we get enlightenment somehow. But I'm telling you, it is not about pitying these people. It is about as they come here, so they go. You know, leave this country here. And don't ever think that this country belongs to them and the wealth that they claim they have. No. They're going to leave this country like it is. You see what I mean? Because by now we think, oh, that they have it all. They don't have nothing all. They don't have nothing all. And if you can't afford to look into what I'm saying, because this is not hearsay stuff I'm telling you, right? So it's up to you whether or not, oh, you don't live to see tomorrow, what kind of soul will you be when you're dead? Huh? All right. So who do you listen to? Do you listen to your own judgment when you read stuff? Well, that's what you should do. If you're not doing a good job at it, you think about what I'm saying. You know, you may can get some help. You see? By starting to read and follow the good things you read about. Okay, so it goes on to say, yes, if you don't know that these the terror that is happening in America, the gods are helping us people who they came in and destroy, all right? The United States sees more than its share of twisters. Since when? Listen to the Indians and they will tell you what kind of twisters they used to see. It's not like since, you know, coming up into the 19th century and stuff like that. No. You see, so there is an energy that is after these white people. Right? And you should be able to begin to notice it and know that it is not African people who live here thousands of years before these sodomites come here, okay, and talk about God, talk about all kind of things they don't know about, and we allow them to do it because they turn us idiot, the talking serpent. Do it, right? We have a chance to be the remnant that come back to our senses. If you don't want to do that, you stay where you're at, and the gods will treat you because you don't have any use beside the fucking asshole or whatever else you know all out there and doing, right? People who want to be redeemed to civilized life, this is the time for you to pay attention to it, all right? So now, concentrating on the tornadoes, you think they're finished here? Oh, no. Oh, no. But what I'm trying to tell you is really weather bureau. You watch the weather, okay? They are there, say, 24 hours a day, right? And you listen to what they're saying. And you will find out that nobody paying attention to the gods that laid the foundation for human life, civilized life. No, 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 no. It's all about food and all this and fucking and stuff. That's it. That's it. But those who aspire to know their sweet spirit, you know, I mean, is focused on the great gods that came to earth and do these things. And everything is not just intangible and you can't put your hands on anything. We have too much intangible blend with tangible things to know that we are to try to rehabilitate ourselves from, you know, all these old bunch of stuff that, you know, we don't know how we come by them, but we know we born into them, but we can get out of them. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's where my mind is at. And it's not, you know, you have to, since we are perplexed with these evils that touch our system, we will have to fight, you know, a principality fight inside of us to not go into these things that make us feel like, oh, that's how we want to feel. No. No bother with that appeal, because otherwise you may not live to see tomorrow a lot of times. All right? So why are they getting? Why is United States? And when you hear that they are getting more than their share of twisters, when you hear that, what do you think? You don't hear nobody say nothing? You don't hear nobody blame God? Where are nobody now say the Bible lies, you know, when God say he will protect you in the time of trouble, when it is, according to the Bible, it is God is creating the trouble with the twisters. Why is God doing it? Isn't that what you should be saying? No, nobody now saying nothing. Like when the church blow down and you have to go find another worship center, you don't ask no question. I mean, you're not looking at anything to tell you that, oh, wait a minute now. Something has to be wrong, right? No. Nobody, because these white people, I mean, already set the template. You have to follow them. No follow white people. Them are sodomite. No matter how them dress up like us. You know, see, and we are dressed up like them, and them are dressed up like us. Because you can't follow now like no European trend or not like that, because them no have no sense. I tell you, they've been up there 1.5 million years, and what civilized have they manufactured? Nothing. Stone tools, we don't use that, none of that. We come and begin to make bronze, and that's what they take and make bombs and everything and begin to kill everybody. So if you want to stay among white people and think that they are helping our civilized world, they are not. Okay? So come back to the twisters when you see them and see what it's doing. Do you say it's the God of the Bible doing it? No, you shut your tongue. You shut up your mouth. Don't say nothing because you're confounded if you do. Yet, despite their frequency, there is a stubborn misconception that cities are safer from tornadoes than rural areas. And the expanse of farmland typically associated with Tornado Alley. They're trying to find a way for you to don't pay attention to what caused weather system to be what it is. They don't want you to think so. The white people, them, Because they are what? They were not created by no gods. They were up in, they were like 3.5 million years long before the gods, well, at least were, you know, up beyond 2 million years. These white people evolved beyond 2 million years, or say 2 million years before the gods, they came to earth. You understand that? I'm not being no professor or nothing like that. I'm just telling you what I read. And if you think me no qualify for read and know that, that's up to you, right? For read and find, do better than me and show me what it is, right? You make these people with our wealth that they're coming with, that Africa give to them. It is Africa give it to them and sell we out. So if you don't decide to use your brain, which is able to change everything, right? Use the brain to change everything. Know the truth. Read the history, not Bible. You understand? Because Bible is a Sodom, a sodomite book. For more than that, that is how you're going to perish. And you're going to perish, you know, I mean, with a lot of stripes. Because you are not trying to do the right thing. Even when you're warned, you don't care, you know, because you're going to go the way where you've been taught in the Bible. No, you're not being taught now that the Bible is not your book and you have a history to read and know yourself. You are being told that. I'm telling you that. All right? So if you don't want to do that, it's too hard. Well, you all right, dead and go where you're gone. Whatever happens, happens. Now, it goes on to say, in reality, some of the most destructive tornadoes of the past 15 years have hit cities. You hear that? But somebody was saying that cities don't hit as hard. Right? Isn't that what I read? With the highest tornado risk of anywhere in the world, the United States seems more than sees more than its share of twisters. All right. Yet, their frequency, there is a stubborn misconception, okay, it is a misconception that cities are safer than, are safer from tornadoes than rural. I wonder who come up with that. It's got to be the white people there. You see what I mean? Trying to confuse people instead of telling you the truth. They tell you a whole bunch of lies. Safer than safer from tornadoes than rural areas, really. So rural areas worse tornadoes, and the expanse of farmland typically associated with tornado alleys. You hear those kind of things, but it's a misconception. And now they're going to tell you why it's foolishness. In recent, what? No, he says, in reality, some of the most destructive tornadoes of the past 15 years have hit cities from small urban areas such as Moore, Oklahoma, in 2013, to major metropolitan suburbs as Dallas, in 2015, and the number of other cities, all right? Including Greater Boston, New York, St. Louis, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Mobile, Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama, Salt Lake City, etc. Where is Adam and Eve's spirit when is wind where is Adam and Eve spirit God when is wind okay Where is Adam and Eve spirit God? When is wind? Okay. When is wind destroy? When is winds destroys the homosexuals? God destroys the hominid species sodomites instead of healing sodomy. That's what it is. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I am telling you that it's a good thing that I learned to read better than I, you know, was a reading fourth grade and couldn't understand much of anything. Today, I can tell you, when you read The World is a Textbook, the real civilized world come alive. You cannot mistaken seeing mentally the difference between the world we are living in now, where you don't get a perception that there is any cure for anything, because you're not seeing let's say, you're not getting a knowledge that bring a realization of tangible power and intangible power working together. You're not seeing that. You're seeing white people controlling things. And African people have to be, following them around. That's what you see. But that's not so in The World is a Textbook. And a Bible is only there to fool you, to keep on believing in what the white people them want. But they don't come from a civilized beginning at all. And the Bible that they wrote and fix it up in a way for us to believe it, well, it's hard to get out of it when that's all is in your, you know, they used to convince your mind you to believe in that. And since they don't give us nothing more than just misconception of the real civilized world, we just go on believing. However, if you have a mind that is thinking and you can perceive the truth by words, it will be good for you. Now, the foolishness of these white people and say they're ruling us with AD Anno Domini that they come in with. AD Anno Domini is not law, like I told you. And the world that we are in, the world that we are in, my friends, it must reflect a new social structure from the village we used to live in. Now, the River Valley of Mesopotamia. You see? We're, these white people up in Europe don't have anything to do with civilization. And that's why you see they use the word human being and include themselves, species. They're not making no distinction. Now, why? It's important when I tell you, when I ask you the question, how many species are there in the human development? You need to know that, because chances are you don't read the world history textbook so much or at all, so you really don't know. And you are taken in by what these sodomites, white people, are spreading all over our world. Now they're making this world become theirs with their concept. And what they want us to know. And they only have a Bible that is not certified by no academic consultant. Never an academic certification from any university or any college to the Bible. They cannot certify the Bible because the Bible full of too much rotten ideas and concepts. Rotten. You see what I mean? And they sink the Bible down in our minds that they tell us that our mind must be unnatural to understand the word of God in the Bible because they are spiritually discerned. And that the word of God is foolishness to us. Well, it wasn't foolishness to me for about 50 years. You how daring these white people are, man. But you have to consider that they couldn't talk for 3.5 million years. Now, them fuck our species and turn us idiots. And now this is what they're doing. But they don't know that we can survive. They don't know that we can survive. Now, they're going to be frightened to see that we are surviving, eventually kicking their fucking ass out of our territory with our words. With our words. Because they're not intelligent enough to twist the truth of the world is the textbook. You see that? All we need to know is what the words are saying in the world history textbook. And they cannot do anything about that. No matter how much of our weapons they have and how much of our military they have, they will go down. They are going down right now. And a lot of them don't understand why they are going down. They're fighting hard. You remember they're trying to turn around this last election. You see what they're doing? All kind of stuff. They're doing stuff that are, you know, just uncivilized. And they can't understand that. I mean, Trump, look at Trump is like a little boy at 6 years old. Really? All they want is money and, you know, and things. That's all they want. Gold, silver, and all the finer things. These guys, remember, they're coming from the apes. You must understand that. And when they start talking and take away everything from us, you can't, no, you know, it is so unreasonable for them to do it. But they don't think so because their head is so corrupt. They are worse off than us. It's just that, you know, we have gotten into a bad situation with them. But we can be redeemed. They don't have any redemption at all. You know what I mean? But they want, they place themselves more than equal to us. They be on us according to them. And we subdue. We kneel down and worship them and adore them. Yeah, because they call themselves gods too, you know. You know, once upon a time, they really knew about the gods and tried to revere the gods and praise the gods. Again, it's about them and fucking ass now and polarize the African people with homosexuality. You see what I mean? And I'm telling you, as long as the Lord give me breath, yeah, I am, you know, I mean, using the jet stream now. You see, the jet stream will push them out on the water. You see what I mean? That's what is going to happen. So long as we stand for the truth, white people will gradually perish before our eyes. They cannot elevate a government so long as we stand up and touch the history. They will run like they are out of breath. You see what I mean? Because they don't have anything to support their existence. They misplace themselves and create a lot of problem. We must get out of this. We have what it takes to do it. And if you want to follow them and go fuck ass, and that's all they have to do is show a woman body and how sexy they are, they don't consider that. You know, the body is not to be looked at like that. You don't use the human body for that, because that's not what, the sexual part of people, that's not why they were created, just for that pleasure. No. So we need to excel with enlightenment of the truth. And if you don't know that we are supposed to be living in a new social structure. That's what we are supposed to be reading in. But instead we are living under these sodomites that come and said, you know, the God tell them to come and kill us, you know, I mean, savagely. That's what it says. I can read it here. You know, I read it many times, all right? But look here. I'm telling you that we are not paying any attention to the civilization that these white people come and take away from us. We're not paying any attention to that. We kneel down to where they put us to pray. To their uncivilized God, you know, God of the Bible. Okay, but this is where it starts. I mean, in the context of Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia is not the cradle of the human beginning, because we were created in South Africa. You see what I mean? And the gods are the first civilized beings on earth, okay? But context of building important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilization. This is the new world. A new social structure. That's what this is talking about. The important religious developments. This is the new social structure. Right? And what the new structure says. What is it? It tells you after that is established, this is what it is like. It says, The new social structure, a new social structure based on economic power, also arose. Can you understand this? That's talking about the African hybrid people, not the white people who come and terrorize and kill us, man. Come on. And why they do it? Because they come from yips. You see what I mean? And interbreed with us, we are contaminated with their blood. That's why we don't have no sense. Now, if we can be redeemed, it's by the truth, the power that is in the words of the God, in whose image we are created, in their likeness. They have it in a Bible saying something else. We need to, like, learn the truth and watch these white people gander away from us in every one of our territory. This is the kind of world we have given over, Africa has given over to these white sodomite people. It's a shame. All right? So I tell you, they have taken from us the new structure, right? Based on economics. That's what they come, Africa give to them and shove us off to the side. We don't have anybody to lead us. And because of the interbreeding that enabled that for them. So it goes on and said, economic power also rose. Rulers and an upper class of priests, government officials, and warriors dominated society. Yes, it says, and warriors dominated society. Below this super class was a large group of free people. Farmers, artisans, and craftspeople. At the bottom was a slave class. Abundant food supply created new opportunities, enabled some people to work in occupations other than farming. The demand of the upper class, luxury items, encourage artisans and craftspeople to create new products. As urban population exported finished goods to the neighboring populations in exchange for raw materials. Hear this? This was not, none of these things was in Europe, where these white people developed over the past year, 1.5 million years. They don't have none of this. All of this is exclusively African ethnic people that I'm telling you about, right? And when they come and take over about with their sodomite imperial colonialism and mark out different place in Africa, different countries in Africa, and all that, what they go to Africa and do, right? It's not for them. It's for us to say, it says, as urban populations exported finished goods to neighboring populations in exchange for raw material, organized trade began to grow. Cause trade brought new civilizations into contact with one another. It often led to the transfer of new technology from one region to another. By and large, however, the early River Valley civilizations developed independently. Each one was based on developments connected to the agricultural revolution of the Neolithic age and the cities that this revolution helped to produce. Taken together, the civilizations of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China constituted nothing less than a revolutionary stage in the growth of human society. I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think that this closing year about Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China constituted nothing less than the revolutionary stage in the growth of human society? Does it include African, the 1.5 million years of these hominid Homo erectus that go into not Europe? Does it include them? Does this read like it include white people, in other words? No, it doesn't. What are they doing talking about AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord? Where'd that come from? Where'd that Lord come from? Where in this world history it come from? They make it up, and we are a part of what they make up. Now, why is it I had to come behind many Dr. King and all of these people and read this book and find out none of what they were saying was really helping? Because they were a part of the church that these faggot white people come and give us in the Western world and all over the place. This, what I read, has nothing to do with them. Get out! And those who want to be redeemed, get in. Get into the knowledge. No joke about that. You take good care and blessings to you. Let me see if I can find you a little tune here. You know what? This was a tune that I was singing a while ago. It said, oh, I don't know where it's gone. It disappeared. Let's, this little tune. And here.
My heart go on beating. mine cry.